It is Studio A on WVTF, live broadcast this afternoon. And in the studio, tuning up his guitar right now as we hear, is Mr. Drew Holcomb. And it is a pleasure to see you in the studio once again.
Good to be back.
Well,
it's good to be here.
We met up in Nashville a couple of weeks ago at Americana Fest at Soundstage down there and talked with Drew for a little bit. And let's get to the music. You're going to be performing some songs from the new album Dragons, which we talked about back then. But what song off that would you like to do first for us?
I'm going to start with a song called End of the World.
Ah, great one. Thank you.
All right.
Sometimes I am afraid to die. My flesh and bones won't testify. My enemies and friends share the same residence. Don't eulogize on my behalf. I'm a long way from my epitaph. I'm only getting started on this lost highway. I am brave and I am not afraid. Hey, it's the end of the world now. Haven't you heard? So smoke 'em if you got 'em. Boys and girls, say goodbye to the past now. Raise up your glass and revel while it lasts. It's the end of the world. Oh, I am foolish, I am blind. Lose my heart and lose my mind. My soul feels like a trumpet on the battlefield. Don't shower me with flattery. I ain't got no time for pleasantries. Give me the truth and set me free. Hey, it's the end of the world now. Haven't you heard? So smoke 'em if you got 'em. Boys and girls, say goodbye to the past now. Raise up your glass and rebel while it lasts. It's the end of the world. Go tell the congregation we need a revelation. Go tell the congregation we need a revelation. Haven't you heard? So smoke 'em if you got 'em. Boys and girls, say goodbye to the past now. Raise up your glass and revel while it lasts. It's the end of the world.
Drew Holcomb in the WVTF studio this afternoon for a live broadcast of Studio A. And when we were in Nashville a couple of weeks ago talking about the new album, we talked a lot about co-writing. Just list some of the folks that not only helped with the collaboration on writing the songs, but you got a lot of guest artists on there too. Who do you got?
Yeah, so most of the guest artists are folks that I wrote the songs with. So Lori McKenna is on the record with me, and she wrote two of the songs, but she sings on the one called You Want What You Can't Have. And then Natalie Hemby from the newly formed supergroup, The High Women. Mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of your listeners know about that. But she sings on a song that we wrote together. And Sean McConnell wrote that song with me, Into the World. He's a great songwriter in town. And then Zach Williams from The Lone Bellow. Well, we wrote the title track called Dragons. So I did a lot of collaborating, a lot of guest singing. So.
Wow. Did you have a set list when you walked through the door?
No. Okay. I'm game for whatever.
You mentioned Dragons. I love that song. Could you do the title track?
Let's do it.
Hey, do a couple of songs. Do the title track, and then whatever you would like to do, since you're the guest here.
All right. I'll do Dragons, and I'll do one that I wrote by myself. I was climbing a mountain, sleep in the moonlight. The ghost of my grandpa came to me in a dream. As the stars hung above us, he started singing this chorus. He laughed loud as heaven and said this to me: take a few chances, a few worthy romances,
go swimming in the ocean on New Year's Day. Don't listen to the critics. Stand up and bear witness. Go slay all the dragons that stand in your way.
We stayed up and talked until the sunrise of war and love and sorrow. We said, stop spending all your money on forgiveness of sins. Today is all you promised. Don't trouble with tomorrow. He faded into the forest, proudly singing this hymn.
Take a few chances, a few worthy romances. Go swimming in the ocean on New Year's Day. Don't listen to the critics. Stand up and bear witness. Go slay all the dragons that stand in your way.
Up in a fever, surrounded by lightning. All my windows were open. I let the rain flood in. The past felt like the present, with a future uncertain. But I sang like a sparrow, lost in the wind.
Take a few chances, a few worthy romances. Go swimming in the ocean on New Year's Day. Don't listen to the critics. Stand up and bear witness. Go slay all the dragons that stand in your way. Go slay all the dragons that stand in your way. Go slay all the dragons that stand in your way.
Right. This is another song from the new record. It's the longest title in my catalog. The song's called But I'll Never Forget the Way You Make Me Feel.
I might forget what you wore on the 14th day of May. I might forget the song she sang that night on the stage. Might forget what she ordered at the Sunset Grill, but I'll never forget the way you make me feel. I'll never forget the way you make me feel. Might forget nights swimming at your apartment after midnight. Might forget our trip to Charleston walking barefoot in the moonlight. Might forget holding you close in the late December chill, but I'll never forget the way you make me feel. I'll never forget the way you make me feel. Singing next to me, the High Tone Cafe, hoping for a companion to go make some mistakes. We're dancing at Annie's wedding, two starry-eyed kids, hoping maybe someday we will grow like this. We watch the sun go down over the great Smoky Mountains. We talked about the future. My heart was pounding. I pushed fast forward. I'm your husband, you're my wife. It's harder, but better. It's not a song, it's my life. And I'm an old man, I can't can't recognize my own face. The memories of our youth are hard for me to trace. When death comes to take me, my body to steal, I'll never forget the way you make me feel. I'll never forget the way you make me feel.
Drew Holcomb in the WVTF studio live this afternoon for this live broadcast of Studio A. He's it's so nice to come in and perform for us before he has to perform tonight at the Jefferson Center to give us an idea of what folks are going to hear tonight over at the Jefferson Center. And that song's got that lyric that I love so much. It's not a song, it's my life. I told you that's such a meta line, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's funny. Everybody starts to believe their own hype and mythology at some point, and sometimes you gotta go, oh wait, this is actually, I'm not just writing songs about stuff. This is my real life. I gotta make sure I keep that in mind, you know.
Well, and it's very upfront with you through your writing and your performance as well. Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors. The name comes from the fact that people in the band were people who lived around you in East Nashville.
That's right.
Your wife is in the band and on the road for years. Like, what's that like?
She was on the road with us for 7 years, and then we started having kids, and she said, "I'm out." So she doesn't tour with us anymore, but she still sings on the records, and we do a tour, just the two of us, an acoustic tour every February, so we can take the kids out and they can see what our life, you know, used to be like and still is like sometimes. But she's been an incredible creative partner. She's kind of like, you know, you hear about Tom Waits and his wife and how she co-writes all, a lot of his stuff and sort of behind the scenes. And Ellie's always been a little bit like that with me.
A force to keep you balanced, right?
Oh, for sure. Big time. Yeah. I don't know what I'd be up to in jail or something.
Well, thanks again for coming in. Again, it's the Fall Fun Drive. Drew Holcomb in the studio live this afternoon. Would you like to reach back and maybe get something earlier to perform for us?
Yeah, sure. I'll take it back to this. But not too far back, but about, I don't know, 7 years. A song called American Beauty.
All right.
She was a good companion, eyes like the Grand Canyon. She was an American beauty. She was a long goodbye. She was the best alibi. She was an American beauty. With her wayfarers on in the summer sun, her touch felt like a loaded gun. Wish I had held her longer. I wish I had held her long. Gorgeous vagabond, she was sweet, but she was strong. She was an American beauty. She was deja vu, she was a catch 22. She was an American beauty. Her blue eyes shined in the summer sun, her kiss felt like a loaded gun. Wish I had held her longer. I wish I had held her long. Goodbye came like the morning sun. She fired shots from a loaded gun. Wish I had held her longer. I wish I had held her long. She was a good companion, eyes like the Grand Canyon. She was an American beauty.
Drew Holcomb on WVTF, live broadcast of Studio A, American Beauty. I have to say that you are, I think, the only musician I've ever had in the studio who has done a TED Talk.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, there's a few of us out there that have done it, but not many.
Well, I'd like to know how that came about. And your TED Talk was, "Your dreams are not your own." What do you mean by that? You don't have to do the whole talk, but, you know, let us know.
Yeah, sure. Sure. I'll pare it down to 30 seconds. Basically, the title was "Your Dreams Don't Belong to You." And the meaning was, it was sort of this idea of trying to sort of tear down the lone wolf artist idea that no one creates in a vacuum, you know. So we stand on the shoulders of giants, and we stand on the backs of our crew and our band and the co-writers. And it's really about, TED talks about how important collaboration is to the creation of art. And I just sort of really feel strongly that we should celebrate and share the sort of accolades and the spoils of when our art does sort of find a home, and make sure we acknowledge that we didn't do it by ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, me right here, if I'm just sitting in a room playing my guitar, nobody hears it.
Yep.
But, you know, you guys got a radio station and you're putting it out there. And so it's all collaborative.
Indeed, indeed. And I appreciate you coming in to share your music with us and point out that stuff like this you don't hear on every radio station, I tell you. A lot of radio stations don't take the time to bring in musicians and let them talk and let us know what they're thinking, what's behind their music, and it means so much.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to, you know, we're not like some, you know, pop country band that gets played on these huge commercial stations. We got folks like y'all that, you know, care about the stories and the narrative, and let us come in and share, like you said, share what we're up to and where we're playing and all that kind of stuff. And it's a great relationship.
We've got, I would say, maybe 10, 12 minutes left of your time with us. And I'm going to hand it over to you, and you can take all that and share what you'd like with us.
All right. Sounds good. I'll play the song that Lori and I wrote. Lori McKenna is a pretty famous songwriter for some of her. She won back-to-back Song of the Year Grammys for one for Girl Crush, this Little Big Town recorded, and it was a smash hit. And then she did Humble and Kind, which Tim McGraw recorded. But she also has a lot of her own records. She was nominated for Artist of the Year, or a Record of the Year, at the Americana Awards this year. And this is a song, I Went Up to Boston, and we wrote this one together.
Some people want a house on the top of a hill. Some people want people to pay all the bills. Some people want to move on. Some people want to go back in time. Some people buy everything they want. Other people don't have a dime. You want what you can't have since the Garden of Eden. It's been like that, you can't tear down the tree, pull all the weeds. You want what you can't have. Some people have a heart on their sleeve. Some people have a heart of stone. Some people are the life of the party. Others want to be left alone. Some people want to drink. Some people want to smoke. Some people stay up all night praying for a child of their own. You want what you can't have since the Garden of Eden. It's been like that, you can't tear down the tree, pull all the weeds, spend your life looking for the greener grass. You want what you can't have, even fortune tellers. Can't go back, you can't wake the dead. Change what you said, you want what you can't have. You want what you can't have. We want the spark, but we don't want the burn. We want the love, but we don't want the hurt. You want what you can't have since the Garden of Eden. It's been like that, you can't tear down the tree, pull all the weeds, spend your life looking for the greener grass. You want what you can't have, even fortune tellers. Can't go back, you can't wake the dead. change what you say. You want what you can't have. You want what you can't have. Oh, we all want what we can't have.
All right.